I get a lot of bread. Some of the bakeries will sell older stuff that's already been expired that they can't sell anymore, so they'll sell it pretty cheap. So I'll get a lot of that. And then I know a couple butchers that give me some trimmings from some of their butcher shops. And I got a fast food restaurant that saves all their grease during the spring and during the fall so that I can come pick it up. For the spring hunt, I'll get roughly 30 gallons of grease. And then for the fall hunt, I'll probably bring up an extra 20 gallons just to make sure we got plenty. And the grease kind of dehydrates the bears a little bit, so they can't eat as much in one sitting. So the idea is that hopefully they can't just sit there and eat 50 pounds of bait at one time. They have to go get water somewhere. So typically you try to set your bait a little further away from water sources, so it's not just easy for them to set up camp and be able to roam within 100 yards from your bait to the creek or to any kind of water source. It's either 200 feet or it's 200 yards that you have to be from a water source anyways to keep your bait legal, I believe.
You set the bait out and the bears just get into a pattern or a habit of coming to that site, which will make it easier to find them when you're on the hunt.
Yeah, so you don't have to rely so much on a lead dog being able to sniff a bear out off the road. You can keep your dogs all kenneled up and you just run through your bait systematically. And if you got one hit, then you let the dogs go. And typically it works out pretty well.
I sure hope you enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. This is David Sparks saying, see you next time in the outdoors.